Hello.
Hi, am I speaking with Trudy?
Yes.
Hi, Trudy. My name is Sheer. I'm calling from Family First. How are you doing today?
Okay, I just spoke to one of your representatives.
So this is just a follow-up just to get you started on the program. So what happens is you want to get onto the waiver program. You want your son to be the caregiver. So we go through an enrollment process right now. You're talking to the enrollment department. And
Okay.
Abigail is going to be your enrollment coordinator. I'm just calling to give you that welcome call, ask you if you have any questions about the process or anything like that.
Well, I really don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, but I guess you guys have got me through.
We're going to walk you through the entire process. You're not alone doing this. It is, like I said, it is a process, and we are going to try and, go through it as seemingly as easy as we can. Like I said, Abigail is going to help you through that. The first step, though, that I can start you off with is that you need an assessment with the independent enrollment broker. Does that name sound familiar to you?
Not really. No, not really, but okay.
Yes,
Whatever you say.
so what happens is, in order for you to get onto the waiver program, you have to go through a series of assessments and then provide financial information to the county. Now, in order to provide financial information to the county, you have to first go through the assessments. The first assessment is with the independent enrollment broker. That is an assessment that you can get just by scheduling, calling in, and asking them for that assessment. It's that easy. And then after that's done, we schedule for a PCP form to be filled out. And then I could go on and tell you about the process. I don't want to confuse you, though. So that's the first step for us is just getting you scheduled with the independent enrollment broker.
Okay.
Now I can go ahead and transfer you. I'll give you the number and I'll also transfer you over to them. They're going to answer the phone. They're going to ask you how they can help you. And you're just going to tell them you're calling to schedule an assessment. And they're going to guide you and tell you exactly what you need to do from there. Okay? And then we're going to have Abigail reach back out to you. She's going to get the date of that assessment. And then we're going to be continuing. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Do you have any questions so far?
No.
No. Okay. Let's see here. So the number is 877-550-5500. Four two two seven. All right, and I'm going to transfer you over right now.
I know why you said, does that sound familiar now? Because I've been trying to do that. You push one, and then you push one again. And they'll have me on hold forever. And
Oh,
nobody.
let me give you a hint. Should I tell you what to do?
Yes, please.
Okay, whenever they ask you an automated question, just press one for all of them. You have to
Okay.
press three once. You have to do three times. Means to say they're going to
Okay.
ask three questions, you press one for all of them.
Okay.
Got
Thank you.
it?
Got it.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over now, request that assessment, and Abigail's going to be in touch with you hopefully by tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Thank
All right,
you.
my pleasure. Hold tight.